Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a drum sound that feels like a jungle break smashed through a VHS rave tape. Gritty, a little smeared, full of energy, and still punchy enough for modern drum and bass. If you're a beginner, don't worry. We're going to keep this simple and practical in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only. By the end, you'll know how to take a clean drum loop or a basic drum rock pattern and turn it into a glued, colored drum bus with real character. The big idea here is this. In drum and bass, the drums are the engine. If the drums hit with attitude, the whole track feels alive. And if we can give them that old-school jungle movement and a tape-worn VHS flavor, we get something that feels nostalgic without falling apart in the mix. So let's start at the source. First, choose a drum pattern that already has some attitude. That can be a looped break from your sample library, or a simple drum rock setup with kick, snare, hats, and maybe one break layer. If you're new to this, the easiest route is to drag in a 1-bar or 2-bar break, then warp it in beats mode if needed so it locks to the grid. If you're building it in drum rock, keep it basic. One pad for kick, one for snare, one for closed hats, one for open hats or ride, and maybe one extra pad for a chopped break sound. You do not need a huge kit for this lesson. In fact, a smaller setup often hits harder because every sound has a job. Now before we touch any effects, we need to get the balance right. This is one of the biggest beginner mistakes. People rush straight into saturation and compression before the drums even feel good on their own. Don't do that. First, make sure the snare is the anchor. In jungle and DNB, the snare is often the thing that makes the groove feel alive and urgent. Keep the kick tight and supportive. Let the hats and break texture sit lower than you think at first. As a rough starting point, you might aim for the kick around -10 to -8 dB peak, the snare a little louder, maybe -8 to -6 dB peak, and the hats lower, often around -14 dB peak or even quieter. These are not strict rules, they're just a useful starting point so you don't overcook the drum bus later. If you've layered anything wide, use utility to check mono. That's a really good habit, especially in drum and bass. If your drums fall apart in mono, they may sound cool in the studio but weak on a system. Once the balance feels solid, now we can start giving it that VHS rave color. The first tool is saturator. Add to the drum bus, or directly onto the drum group if that's how your project is organized. Start gently. Try about +2 to +5 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and then trim the output so the level doesn't jump too much. The goal is not obvious distortion. We're after a little harmonic grit, a little glare, the kind of softened edge that makes drums feel like they've been through a worn tape deck in a warehouse. If you want a little more character, you can try different saturation styles like analog clip or soft sign, but keep it subtle. A lot of the VHS rave feel comes from small amounts of degradation, not from destroying the sound. A really useful placement choice is this. Put saturator before glue compressor if you want the compressor to react to the added harmonics. Put it after glue compressor if you want the compressor to cleanly shape the drums first, and then color them afterward. For this beginner lesson, one saturator in a light setting is enough. Next comes one of the most important devices in the chain, glue compressor. This is what helps the drum elements feel like one performance instead of separate samples. Add glue compressor to the drum bus and start with a moderate setting. Attack around 3 milliseconds or 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio at 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, and lower the threshold until you're seeing around 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. That's the sweet spot to aim for at first. You want cohesion, not flattening. Listen for the snare locking in with the break layers. Listen for the kick staying punchy. Listen for the hats becoming part of the same moving drum machine instead of sounding pasted on top. If the drums start to pump too much, back off the threshold or slow the release down. In beginner DNB, subtle compression usually sounds much more professional than aggressive smashing. The goal is glue, literally. After that, we can add drum bus for extra weight, transient control, and grime. Put drum bus after glue compressor, or try it before glue if you want to hear a different reaction. Start with drive around 5 to 15%, boom around 0 to 10%, and boom frequency around 50 to 60 Hz. If the drums are too clicky, reduce transient a bit. If you want more snap, raise it. A little crunch, maybe 5 to 10%, can add some nice dirt too. But be careful with the boom control. It's tempting to turn it up, but in drum and bass, the sub range usually belongs to the bass line. We want the drums to feel thick, not oversized. Often the best result is a little harmonic dirt in the mids, because that reads as power without stealing the low end. Now we clean it up. Add EQ8 after the color devices. If there's any low rumble, you can high pass very gently around 20 to 30 Hz. If the drum bus feels boxy or muddy, try a broad cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats or brake noise are getting too sharp, cut a narrow area somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep it simple. One broad cut for mud, one gentle cut for harshness. That's enough for most beginner chains. And as you EQ, keep checking the snare. The snare should still read clearly. If you lose the hit, you've probably cut too much or compressed too hard. Now let's make the groove feel more like jungle and less like a loop that just repeats forever. This part is huge. Even a very simple drum pattern can feel alive if you add micro edits and ghost notes. Duplicate the loop across 4 or 8 bars. Then make tiny changes every second bar. Remove a hat before a snare to create space. Add a ghost snare or a quieter rim shot before a main snare. On bar 4, mute the kick for 1 beat before the snare. At the end of bar 2 or bar 8, throw in a quick fill or break slice. You don't need a lot. Just a few small changes can make the whole loop feel more human and more exciting. That's where the jungle energy really shows up. Something slightly unexpected at the end of the bar. If you're using drum rack, you can duplicate pads and adjust velocity or clip gain. If you're working with auto break chops, you can slice to a new MIDI track and edit more quickly. Either way, think of the last beat of the bar as a chance to say something. Now let's talk about movement over time. The color should not stay identical the whole way through the arrangement. That's how you keep the listener engaged. Use automation on things like saturator drive, glue compressor threshold, auto filter cutoff, drum bus drive, or even a reverb. Send on selected hits. A simple arrangement idea might look like this. Filtered drums in the intro, then a little more drive in the pre-drop. Then a full open drum bus at the drop. Later, for an 8-bar switch-up, add a bit more compression and drive to make the drums feel like they're intensifying. In the breakdown, pull some low end down and let the texture breathe. A really nice VHS rave trick is to automate auto-filter on the drum bus with a gentle low pass around 8 to 12 kHz during the intro or transitions, then open it up fully at the drop. That opening moment makes the drums snap into focus, and it feels great. For space, use a return track instead of drowning the whole drum bus in reverb. Create a return with reverb, maybe EQ 8 after it, and perhaps utility if you need to control width. Keep the decay fairly short, maybe around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, and use a small amount of pre-delay, around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then send only selected snare hits, fills, or percussion accents. That little bit of space can give you atmosphere and old rave energy, but the core loop should still stay dry enough to hit hard. In drum and bass, space works best when it appears and disappears quickly. Now, this next step matters a lot. Compare the processed chain to the dry version. Effects can trick your ears. A louder processed version can seem better just because it's louder. So bypass the chain often. Turn it on and off. Listen for the real question. Does the processed version feel more glued, more alive, more textured and still punchy? Or does it just sound smaller, flatter, or harsher? If the processed version is too small, ease back on the compression or saturation. If the snare loses its reed, reduce the drive or reduce the amount of gain reduction. Think of the drum bus as a character layer. The original drums should still do the heavy lifting. The bus processing is there to add attitude, not to replace the original sound. A few common mistakes to avoid here: overcompressing the bus, pushing the boom too hard, saturating before the balance is right, making the hats too bright, putting reverb on everything, forgetting to vary the loop over 8 bars, and ignoring mono. If you keep those under control, you're already ahead of the game. If you want to push this further later, there are a few great variations. You can make a parallel grime bus by duplicating the drum group, processing the copy more aggressively with saturator and glue compressor, and blending it quietly underneath the clean drums. That gives you roughness without losing punch. You can also split the kick from the rest, keeping the kick cleaner while making the snares, breaks, hats, and percussion dirtier. That often helps the low end stay disciplined. Another good idea is two-stage compression. One light compressor to steady the peaks, then glue compressor for cohesion. That often sounds smoother than asking one compressor to do everything. And if you want a more tape-like degradation, you can slightly reduce top end, add a little saturation, use subtle auto-filter movement, and maybe narrow the stereo image a touch with utility. That tends to sound more believable than harsh bit crushing. Here's a quick practice exercise to finish. Build a 4-bar drum loop with jungle energy. Pick a break or make a kick snare hat pattern. Balance the raw drum so the snare is clearly the anchor. Add saturator with about plus 3 dB drive and soft clip-on. Add glue compressor and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Add drum bus with light drive and a little transient boost. Use EQ8 to remove mod or harshness. Duplicate the loop and make one tiny edit every 2 bars. Automate a low-pass filter on the intro version and open it on the drop. Then bounce it and compare it with the dry version. Ask yourself, does it feel more glued, more alive, and more like jungle with tape color? If it does, you're on the right track. So let's recap. Start with a solid drum balance before adding color. Use saturator, glue compressor, and drum bus to create glued VHS rave impact. Keep compression subtle. Add tiny edits and automation, so the loop feels like real jungle movement. Control mod, harshness, and reverb so the drums stay powerful in the mix.